Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Yes, I did cash in the 2019 World Series of Poker main event. Thank you very much for asking, but I digress. Let's meet our... Please be seated. Please. It's such a... Roses. What? Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, please say, what the hell to Joey Greer? Jolo, you can't go. What did you think when you realized that I was considerably shorter than you had assumed?
That so many other things were a lie.
Well
said.
Shook
my world.
Hey, everyone, it's James Heaney. Giamatti Heinlebean, if your dreams can come true, how does the one you're enjoying right now compare with the dream version you had?
Well, it's very similar, except I walk away with a big paycheck.
Dream.
Well, the dream, yeah, because this is great. It's great. I just want to drive away in a Bentley instead of a Fiesta.
What if Bentley made the Fiesta?
Well, then I would be disappointed in Bentleys. Huh. And I'd be like, who's not washing this Bentley? Oh, it's me.
And now for you, your family of five, Bentley presents the Fiesta. Here's Craig Kakowski. Cacao. It's the pre-interview for your first appearance on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. How do you answer this question from the segment producer? Okay, Craig, what's the question you'd like Johnny to ask you to best set up your first story?
Is this your first time on the couch?
Now, Craig, I have to ask, because it's so difficult for me to keep track of these things. Is this, in fact, your first time on the couch?
No, Johnny, I took a studio tour 2 years ago. I saw you and Ed prepping for the show, and now finally I have arrived in show business.
Well, congratulations. That's exciting. And I'll tell you the most surprising part. I don't remember ever rehearsing with Ed.
Oh, Johnny. Let me guest host for you sometime.
Done. The rest of the week is yours. And last today, can't be last. Yes, last. Sorry, I keep thinking there's 17 of us. But a lump of Cole Stratton in your stocking, if you think him least, it's Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Marcus, oh, really, just us. When the clock struck three, where were the...
Running away from the ball, because I knew that my coach would turn into a Fiesta if I didn't get out there right by the final stroke of three.
Wow.
I left a shoe, though.
That's exactly what I had written down.
Great.
That's the weirdest thing ever. All right, let's get to our first scene, shall we? All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' email. If you'd like to submit yours, I love reading them, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Our first scene, in fact, comes from listener Julian, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, I wanted to start this off by saying I love you all equally, except Chris, but he's not here to hear that." Well, this person's definitely keeping track of the show.
Yeah.
I will not disclose whether I love him more or less.
That was my question.
Been listening to the podcast for about half a year now, thanks to my older brother, Brian, who recommended it. Hey, a big shout out to Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks,
Brian. Sweet, Brian. You make showing up to work on Tuesdays and Thursdays bearable. My scene suggestion involves a mafioso pitching their movie idea to a big shot director at a theme park. So he's given us a location, an occupation, and relationships. But their pitch keeps getting interrupted. Thanks for laughs, Julian.
Okay, great. So with your Fast Pass, you're able to go into any of the rides here at Wonder Park as many times as you want, front of the line, no problem. That's all available to you. And that's actually, on the back of this, you have the gold star, which looks like a little French fry. That's going to give you access to all the food courts as well.
So, can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
Why does a gold star look like a French fry?
Oh, that's just so the staff knows that you have access to the food courts. There's different levels to it.
Okay, so how do I go through this whole thing without having any access to the food court?
You don't want... Well, then
that's
I guess...
what I'm saying.
Well, if you don't want any access to the food court, I would recommend not going. But you have complete range.
What are you, a smart ass?
No. You being a smart ass to Mr. Angelotti?
No, he's so short. No, I'm not.
You think he'll get on all the rides today?
Of course.
Because of his height?
I'm 43 inches tall.
Is it 2 feet? I don't know how big that is. Of course he'll be able to. There are so
What's
many.
What's your name?
My name is Josh.
Okay, Josh. How long have you been working here?
I've been at Wonder Park for 15 years.
15 years?
Yes, I have. Happy to be here.
Holy cow. Chico, do you have any idea this guy's been working here for 15 years?
I don't know. Seems like a lifer to me. He's going to be here for a real long time, that guy. Well, I don't know how much life he's going to have left if he keeps disparaging my boss here.
Hey, Josh, are you making sure everybody's having a wonderful day?
Who the fuck is this guy?
That's my manager, Spencer. Yes, sir, I am.
Josh, have you showed them that they have fast pass rides and can get to the front of any line?
We were just talking about that, and we were talking about the food court.
Wow, you've got French fries on your fast pass. You can go to the food lot. What's up?
Super sorry to interrupt the cheery conversation between you two clowns.
Okay.
But Chico.
Yeah.
Is that Michael Mann over there?
Holy cow, look at
that. It's the director, Michael Mann.
That is Michael Mann.
Keep in mind, Josh, we're not supposed to tell anybody
what
about
is your name?
My name's Steven, and I'm a manager here.
Steven Spencer.
Yep. Steven, here's a $100 bill. Get the fuck out of my face.
Wow.
How about that?
Oh, Josh, I just got $100.
Yeah, but with that is get out of my face.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Hey, Mr. Angelotti.
Yeah.
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Steve should go away.
I'm thinking Mr. Steve Spencer over here should go away, and I think Josh over here should take you over to Mr. Mance. You can tell him all about your thing you were telling me about.
Josh, you want, what's the space's job?
Steve Spencer?
Uh-huh.
Well, I actually love being on the floor. I love interacting with
you. You prefer to be on the floor.
Well, I just love
it. You want us to put you on a floor?
I'm already here. I don't understand.
Listen, Josh, we want to meet Michael Mann.
Of course.
He's a big shot director.
Have you seen It's Too Hot, that film he made? It's Too Hot.
Is that why he's here, opening up the ride for it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing. That film, It's Too Hot.
Does it take place on the ride?
Say again?
Does it take place on the ride, It's Too Hot?
Yeah, well, you relive the film, It's Too Hot.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the movie's based on a ride, like King Kong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Chico, how do you know so much about this?
I got one of my annual passes. Got a sticker on the back.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah. Looks like a French fry with
a
star.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you try to do this.
What?
Don't you try to team up with me against my boss.
I'm just surprised. I'm excited you're a Wonder Park member. That's amazing.
We'd like to meet Mr. Mann.
Fantastic. I can do that because you have the fast pass, all right?
So, well, he's got the French fry, but we'll go off of his pass.
Oh, okay, great.
I'll just order 2 French fries when I get to the front.
Okay, good. Appreciate it.
So you do want to go into the food court?
What I would like from you is to take Chico over to Mr. Mann
right
now.
You got it. Totally. Of course, okay.
And then Chico will introduce me. I don't want you to introduce me. Meet him, Mr. Mann.
Okay, fantastic.
Gabish.
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Okay.
Hey, boss, you got one of your calling cards for me to hand to Mr. Mann?
My gun?
Yeah. No, your literal calling card. I mean, you can hand him a gun if he needs a gun.
I'm sorry, did you say gun?
No.
I just got some popcorn for you. Did you say guns? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like butter on this or no?
Yeah, go get us some butter real quick.
I'll be right back.
No, boss, I don't. Why would you hand him a gun?
What makes you think I got a card?
I just assumed what you were calling on a guy. I assume you got a card. You're a formal gentleman.
What? Isn't that part of your fucking job, Chico, to go over there and say, I represent Mr.? And
then, so I'm your calling card. Okay, I understand.
This is what I'm thinking.
You're the boss. You're the boss.
Mr. Mann, look, sir, I can't get more pyrotechnics in here. It's not possible.
Look, the It's Too Hot ride needs to reflect the It's Too Hot movie.
I understand that, sir. I understand that, but...
And that movie is hot.
It's hot, sir. It's hot.
Like, I did Heat already.
Sir. Yes.
You're familiar with Heat?
Of course, it's iconic.
Okay. Yeah, it's iconic, but It's Too Hot goes further than Heat.
And it's amazing. It's Too Hot is crazy. I love it.
I've been making these artsy movies for too long. I think it's time I sold out and did a theme park ride movie.
I agree. They're artsy fartsy. And you know,
they're not fartsy. They're just artsy.
Excuse me, that was just me speaking out. But I believe they're just artsy fartsy. That's just personal.
Do you like that one I did with Jamie Foxx driving around Tom Cruise?
Collateral.
Thank you.
Yep. Everything's collaborable. They just collaborate on everything. Is that correct?
No, that's not what that means. Yeah. Collateral.
I think it's collaborable.
It's not collaborable.
I think I would know. I saw it.
No, I know the name of my own movie.
Well,
okay.
I saw it. I went to the theater to see it. So.
Walter, did you tell Mr. Mann that we can't have any more pyrotectonics?
Yes, Walter.
How did he take the news? Did you take the news well, Mr.
Walter,
Mann?
Walter, I did tell him.
Look, I want pyrotechnics. Okay. I want pyrotectonics, which is when an earthquake and a fire are simultaneous.
See, here's the thing. Is a lot of people wear unpredictable amounts of hairspray and perfume, and you never know what's going to happen. We could be creating a danger at Wonder Park.
Walter, what we're doing is we're offering for only $45 asbestos coats that the patrons can wear, and then they won't be burned.
Asbestos?
Mm-hmm. It's fire retardant.
All right.
You mentioned hairspray. You remember Daniel Day-Lewis's hair in The Last of the Mohicans, a film I directed?
Absolutely.
Well, I let him grow out his hair for 2 years.
Did you direct that?
Yes, I direct. I just told you I directed The Last of the Mohicans.
I mean, I can say I directed it. That doesn't mean I did. That's why I was like, did you? Really?
Okay.
Hey, excuse me, bullshitters. Hey, you Michael Mann?
Yeah.
My boss wants to talk to you.
That's odd. I'm not one of those instantly recognizable directors, but from a distance,
I can tell from that hair you've been growing out for a couple of years, right?
I'm sorry. Is this okay, Mr. Mann? Is this all right? Is this okay that he's screaming at you and asking to talk to you?
You know, this guy feels like a real person.
Yeah.
Okay? This is somebody from the streets. This is somebody who's seen life.
I seen life from about 41 inches. That's as high up as I can see it. No, nobody ever called me a real man before, Mr. Man.
What's your name?
My name is Chico.
Chico and the Man.
Hey, look at that. Oh, man. I'm not going to lie. I did not see that coming.
My crew all call me the Man.
Because your last name's Man?
Yeah, that's part of it, yeah.
I'll just get you out some popcorn. I'm just going to get you out some popcorn.
I don't need popcorn, okay? I eat goddamn popcorn all day.
Hey, Mr. Man, my boss really wants to talk to you.
Who's your boss?
My boss, Mr. Angelotti.
Gino Angelotti.
Yeah, Gino Angelotti. You heard of him?
Of the Angelotti families, yeah.
Oh, the Angelotti families. Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of films that,
Oh, here we go.
You know, I did Miami Vice.
Yeah, I remember.
Heat.
Oh, yeah, this movie, it's too hot. I've been meaning to ask you, is this a sequel because it's a two in the middle of the name?
You know, it's more of a spiritual sequel. It has none of the actors other than Val Kilmer.
Hey, I'm going to go get my boss, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Chico.
Yeah, what is it?
I'm still standing over here by the clowns.
Man, boy, that Mr. Man.
Boy, you want to see a trick?
I really apologize. He can go on and on. That guy can talk for a while.
Do you want to see a trick?
No, he don't. My boss doesn't want to see a freaking trick.
Chica.
Do you want to see one?
What is it, boss?
I would like this inquisitory clown to get out of my face.
Hey, inquisitory clown.
Yes?
You want to get out of my boss, Mr. Angelotti's face?
Oh, you got it.
Heard him.
Heard him? But he's walking away.
I heard that. Look, I'll just run away. Run away.
I really didn't like the size of his shoes.
All right.
That was the most offensive part.
And
so let me ask you something. Am I going to meet Mr. Man or?
Yeah, Mr. Man's right over there. I think I heard him.
Good.
Mr. Man's right over there. He wants to talk to you.
Are you ready to make the introduction?
I'm ready to make the introduction.
Did you tell him who wanted to meet him?
I did tell him who wanted to meet him.
Was he familiar at all with me?
He was familiar with Gino Angelotti.
He was?
Yeah.
Look at that.
All right. You got one of them cards?
He's from Chicago, right, Michael Mann?
Michael Mann?
I'm pretty sure he's from Chicago.
Yeah, he's from Chicago.
All right.
Hey, Chico, over here. Over here.
Hang on, Mr. Angelotti. Yeah, what is it, Michael Mann?
Did you talk to Mr. Angelotti?
I did.
Is he willing to meet with me?
He's willing to meet with you.
See him. He's right over there. We're making eye contact.
All right,
We're about 20 feet away at this point.
All right. Mr. Mann, may I introduce my boss, Gino Angelotti.
Ho! Is that Michael Mann over there?
Is that Gino Angelotti? I've heard so much about you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you very much for that, Mr. Mann. Meet you.
Mike, call me Mike.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, call me Gino, please.
Nice. Okay.
Chico?
Yes, sir, Gino?
Can you get me a lemonade?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want anything, Mike?
He just called you Gino.
I'll go get you a lemonade.
Yeah, I'd love a lemonade.
Chico?
Yes.
Two lemonades for Mr. Man and...
And Mr. Gino Angelotti.
Thank you.
The greatest boss I ever had.
Boss is fine.
All right.
What brings you to Wonder Park?
Well, I heard about this. It's too hot, right?
Yeah.
And it's a movie?
Yeah,
It's both.
It's both. It's a movie and a theme park, right?
So, I gotta tell you.
Look at this!
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm the Wizard of Wonder Park! Yes,
Okay, we don't do this.
Two
Old men, but young boys at heart, yes? Huh? A wish? A wish from the warlock, huh? A child's wish?
I have a wish.
From the warlock of Wonderbark,
yes?
Got
a wish. You got a wish, Mike?
I got a wish.
I got a wish.
I'll grant it! What is your wish?
You turn into a frog.
Oh, shit, is that a 45?
Yeah.
Oh,
turn
Jesus
into
Christ.
A frog right now. Turn into a frog right now.
Oh, that's not it. Oh, my God.
Ribbit. Say ribbit.
Oh, nope. No.
So
oh,
close.
God. Oh, please, I'm pissing myself. Please, I'm pissing myself. Please,
yeah,
I'm
pissing myself. Keep pissing yourself so that as a frog,
oh, God, I'm
start
sorry.
To get a little aquatic.
Okay, okay, I'll get out of here. I'll get out of here.
Real nice meeting you.
Pleasure meeting you, too.
Mike.
Mr. Man, pleasure.
How does he know it's me?
It's so strange. You are one of the most recognizable directors.
I'm really not.
How did you not know that? You're from Chicago originally,
yeah, I am
right?
From Chicago. I did a film called Thief with Jimmy Caan in 1981.
That's right. Oh, please. I can recite most of the dialogue.
Really? What's your favorite line?
You want to do a couple scenes? I mean, I got it in the chamber. I'm ready to go.
Sure, sure. You want to be Jimmy?
I'll be Jimmy.
Okay.
Oh, I like that.
All right, it'll be Tuesday Weld.
Oh, I like that even more. Yeah, tell you something about that Jimmy Caan fella. He had a strut. He had a way of walking, you know? I mean, obviously, Sonny Corleone may be the most iconic, but I do have a question for you. Directing a guy like that. I mean, really.
Here's your popcorn. Sorry about that, Mr. Angelino. Mr. Man, how are you, sir?
I don't want any popcorn.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
No one asked for popcorn.
I'm a film director. I get offered popcorn 24/7.
One of the perks, I'm sure, sir.
It's not a perk at all. It's a curse. It's truly a curse.
Well, is there anything else I can help you with? Or I was just giving Mr.
Just get the fuck out of here, okay?
Oh, okay.
Well said.
Okay.
You know the expression, take it on the arches?
Is it architecture?
Walk away.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay. I was supposed to be...
You're still here.
I'm supposed to be your handler for the day, sir, and I...
Do I look like a fellow who needs handling?
No, sir, I just meant I was supposed to help guide you.
He handles you.
That's right.
You don't handle him.
I didn't mean
it. Do you see this?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that a 45?
How does everyone know the millimeter of my gun? Or the caliber, rather.
The millimeter of my gun. You don't mind if I write down some of your dialogue to make it authentic for the next mob movie I do,
all.
Do you?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be misrepresented.
Exactly.
As a person who doesn't know the difference between a millimeter and a caliber.
You know,
caliber.
I try.
A millimeter and a calendar?
I just had some work, some dental work done.
That's fine.
And the teeth and the tongue not working so well.
Should I not give you popcorn then? Is that going to hurt?
How did you know this was a 45 caliber gun?
I can tell from the barrel size. Sir.
From the barrel size.
Uh-huh.
So I point my gun at you, and the first thing you're looking at is the barrel size.
Yeah, I'm looking at what the bullet is going to come out of.
What the bullet's going to come out of. Well, that's smart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Where's the bullet going?
Well, where you're pointing at, it's going to go through my lungs.
Both of them?
Probably.
I'm thinking just the left one.
Well, if I turn sideways, it can go through both.
Well, but the heart is on the left side, which is why I'm choosing the left side. So take it on the arches. Oh,
I understand that, but my heart moves, sir.
Mr. Man.
Please, Mike.
Yeah, Mike. I heard, not, you know, to spread, but... That Jimmy Caan could be a little difficult at times.
He was a little difficult at times,
right?
You know. But
I'll also be honest, I heard you can be a little difficult at
times.
That's
right. I'm a bit of a prick.
Are you right?
You know, me and Christopher Plummer, you know, when I was making The Insider, about the guy who took down the cigarette industry through 60 Minutes. You
that
know.
Australian actor fella.
Yeah, Russ Crowe.
There we go.
Yeah. I was working with Chris Plummer. He was playing Mike Wallace.
Yeah.
And
hey, Mr. Angelotti!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Mr. Angelotti, I got you your lemonade. I got you a lemonade too, Mr. Man. He said to get two lemonades. Also, Mr. Man, I got you this popcorn.
Ugh, you son of a bitch! What? People keep offering me popcorn.
I thought you wanted
one. I don't want popcorn!
But you're a movie director.
I do want popcorn!
I'm sorry.
Chico.
Yeah, what is it, Mr. Angelotti?
I believe you offended, Mr. Man.
I apologize for offending you, Mr. Man.
Mr. Man, I'm going to ask Chico if he needs all 10 of his fingers and thumbs, and if he does, you pick which one he's going to lose.
Okay, this is great. I'm going to write down some of this.
Chico,
yeah.
You need all 10 of your digits?
I really do, though.
You need them all?
And tonight on E! We have a special exclusive clip of Michael Mann, director of It's Too Hot and the Dumpling series, breaking a man's fingers. Janice, do you have something to say about this?
I think that it's pretty important that we see the way that these stars are acting in public. It's unacceptable. Let's roll the clip.
Let's roll it.
No!
This is fun. This is actually fun.
Right?
So you can just snip this one off right here?
Yeah. Right, but it's not better to get a nice clean snip.
Okay. And there are children in the background there watching his fingers getting clipped right off the end Wonder Park.
I mean, this is going to definitely affect the ride's opening and even if he's going to have a deal with them going forward. We know that he's part of Universal Pictures and that's definitely going to affect some deals.
Absolutely. And I think that it's a...
Janice,
it's a
are you okay?
Oh, am I okay? Yeah. Of course I'm okay. Okay. But you know what? There's a Mothers Against Wonder Park going on, and there's a good chance that the boycott's going to, I think, shut down
we
that whole park.
Malp. We are Malp. Mothers Against Wonder Park. We are Malp. We are Malp. Wonders Against Wonder Park.
Wonders Against Mother Park. We have a representative of that here with us in the office, and let's just go to her now. Janice?
Okay, so... You're a Mother Against Wonder Park?
That's right, we are MALP.
And what is your major disagreement with the park?
Well, the danger of the rides. There's one that's pyrotectonic, meaning that there's earthquakes and fires at the same time. And we saw a name recognizable director, somebody so iconic you would immediately know who he was walking down the
Mann?
Street. Yes!
I knew
it's
it.
Michael Mann cutting off a midget's fingers.
Oh my God.
With the cigar cutter.
Wow. That's awful. That's awful.
I also saw a wizard who had fully pissed his robes.
Okay, and this is enough for the Mothers Against Wonder Park to just Malp. Boycott. Malp!
Janice, thank you so much. We also have a PR representative for Michael Mann on the line. Duncan, you're on. Go for it.
Yes. I would just like to say that my client was completely and utterly misrepresented as a unique individual who was there to oversee an important day in the history of the park as well as all of entertainment.
So he was misrepresented as a unique individual?
Yes, because artistic integrity often involves what others might perceive as violence.
Understood. Thank you. Duncan, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Who is this?
This is Bruce Tristal for E! Network.
Already? You called for...
Well, you called into us as a PR representative for Michael Mann. Are you okay, Duncan? Is everything all right? Or... Okay, well, that was Duncan representing Michael Mann.
Are you 100% sure that that's the correct PR representative?
Hey, Janice, no, do this on
I'm
air.
Sorry, but this is seeming like it's an unprepared interview.
Janice, what the hell are you doing?
We're journalists.
Oh, I know we are.
Okay, Chico, you're basically playing yourself in this scene.
Yeah.
And you're going to be opposite Mr. Jimmy Kahn.
Who's no. Mr. Mann, we have some popcorn for you.
Okay, thank you. Whoa. Thank you. I am currently directing, so yes, I constantly eat popcorn while I direct. But yes, the second we wrap, the second I call cut, you're going to take the popcorn away.
Please take the popcorn away. I lost fingers because of that popcorn.
Okay, that's good. That's good, Chico. Use it. So you're going to be opposite Jimmy Kahn in this scene. He's going to be a little intense.
Yeah, he's got that strut.
Yes, he does. Jimmy's going to strut in, and he's going to beat the shit out of
you. Oh, okay? God.
And scene. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Oh, man.
Oh, Michael Mann.
What a man. The man.
I love heat.
Why is he so angry about popcorn?
It's too hot.
It's too hot. Was that intended to be?
Yeah, I didn't want to do heat. I wanted to do it too hot.
So good. All right, scene number two comes from John, who wrote, "Hey there, Alchemist. I love your show and never miss an episode." Well, thank you for that, John. I listen during my daily commute when I go out for long runs, and when I go out for long runs here in the beautiful Colorado scenery.
Oh.
Wow, it seems like he's pitching to us a little bit. I'd be a member of the James Heaney fan club if we could only get that darn charter approved. My idea for an episode. Neanderthals may have been smarter than we previously thought, and history may have given them a bad rap. I'd love to hear a conversation between these smarter cavemen and women, well, and their less than cavemates. Thanks for everything you do, John Zarnicki. I love your work.
Professor, I've just excavated the area over here, and we found some
excavated. The word's excavated.
I'm sorry, Professor. Uh-huh. I'm just so
go
excited.
On. Go on.
We just found some rudimentary tools.
Let me be the decider of rudimentary.
Yes.
Mm. This looks like a USB charging port.
Yes, very rudimentary. Yes.
That's strange. And you found this here?
Yes, yes. It's about 40 feet down.
Wow, this is incredible.
I mean, right next to the remains of the Neanderthals.
It seems as if we've been misrepresenting their smartness.
Ooh, Mike. Mike, you have dongle I can borrow?
You're going to borrow my dongle?
I need borrow dongle, yeah.
Get your own dongle.
Why, store not open. I can't go get my own dongle.
Store open at 9.
I need dongle night. Tonight, now.
Okay. You borrow dongle now, but you give dongle back immediately.
Promise give dongle back. Immediately. But I need through night. Tomorrow I get dongle and replace your dongle.
Okay. Is fair.
May I borrow a laptop?
It seems as if there's quite a bit of extraordinary technology down here.
Rudimentary technology, I completely agree.
I mean, I don't think you're using the word rudimentary correctly.
Well, it's Neanderthals, Professor.
It's only Neanderthal because of the era it came from in history.
Of course, but there's no way they're smarter than us or they're at the same level.
This is a Rockbook Pro. Look at it, and it still has, I can't believe it, it still works, it's functioning.
Oh my gosh, this changes everything. This changes to all your papers, sir.
I mean, it says if it comes out into public, but my papers are written in books with ink.
What do you mean if it comes, no, we have to tell the public.
We can't
tell
the public.
Sir, the people need to know this.
We are burying this back down here in Laramie, Wyoming. And you won't say a word of it.
Hear me out,
use your words. Come on, Ungachuck.
I think he means he made poo.
I can see he made poo. Evolve already.
Ask for a request.
You ask for a request?
Mike, you talking to Homo sapiens again?
I request yes. You follow me.
Follow him.
Okay, you
follow him
on social media.
Yes.
You want me to follow you on social media?
Follow him.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what have you posted lately?
Cave wall.
Finger painting. Finger painting.
He made poo.
Make poo finger
okay, painting. I'm not going to follow you just to see the poos that you made.
Poo on wall of cave.
Okay, and you had a successful hunt?
Yes.
Follow him.
Okay, all right, I'm going to follow. All right, I'm following for now.
All right, now I've got you tied up down here. You aren't going to escape. You're the worst intern I've ever had. You're supposed to be an archaeologist intern. They stay silent. Wake up. Wake up. Are you awake? Are you with me?
Uh-huh.
All right. Who knows that you're with me out here at this site?
A whole bunch of people.
I need names.
I just tweeted it out before I got here.
Where's your phone?
It's in my back pocket.
All right. What's your password?
7.
Go on.
It's just 7.
The word 7?
Yes.
Okay.
But
not
spelled with numbers.
Oh. 5-3-V-3-N.
V and N aren't numbers. Oh, I guess Roman numeral.
Well, I Luke. Look, I'm a professor.
Uh-huh.
My whole career counts on the things I've written being true. This information comes out, I'm through. And then you've been following a dumb professor this whole time.
Doctor, I have a question for you.
Yes.
Well, first of all, big fan of the book.
Thank you, thank you. Most are.
Yeah, well, listen, that's why we're here. But so I'm a little confused in the opening chapter when you, as you say, digress and put yourself back in the place where these Neanderthals lived and how it was even possible that they could have any sort of technology at all given the rudimentary instruments they had to work with.
Well, when I digressed and talked about going back to the time of the Neanderthals, I don't think that the world writ large understood what I meant when I said that I went back to the time of the Neanderthals. I think the world thinks I meant that I was saying I was studying it, when in fact I went back to the time of the Neanderthals, and I accidentally left a backpack that had two iPads, a laptop, and several dongles. And
follow-up question?
Yes.
Why the two iPads?
Because one of them is for work, and one of them is for just playing Matchington Manor.
I see. And how is it that you were able to transport back in time?
Well, that really, the technical specs of it are probably probably beyond your comprehension.
FBI, oh, we got to shut down this lecture.
Shut
FBI,
down. Oh, God.
FBI, yeah. Professor, would you come with us for a second, please?
It's doctor. The professor is the madman who put a guy in
the
ground.
I'm the FBI. I determine titles. Why don't you come with me, all right?
Oh, okay.
I'll get in the back of this car.
Wow, this is roomy. What is this?
It's a Fiat.
Wow.
It's a Fiat Fiesta.
It's a weird, roomy Fiat.
Yes. We have reason to believe that you went back in time.
Yeah.
And then
because I was just talking about it on a stage.
We heard about that, y'all. We heard about them.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen Stargate?
Yeah, I've seen Stargate.
You saw Stargate, so you know the one that that lady gets the guy in the beginning of the movie? You've seen that part?
Yeah, I've seen the part in the movie. Yeah.
What was your favorite part of the movie?
Look, I'm just trying to move this along.
So am I. What was your favorite part of the movie?
When they walk through the Stargate.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, you can get out of the car. Thank you. I told you it was when he walked through the Stargate.
Well,
looks like someone's in a little trouble with FBI.
Yeah, look, I didn't know where to go, so I just came back here. I really need my backpack.
It's my backpack now.
Look, Mike, you've done amazing things here in Neanderthal times. You've invented social media for these people. You have a bigger brain than anyone ever imagined. Let me go back to the world in 2019 and tell them about this. I just need you to give me my backpack, and then you'll be the most famous Neanderthal in history.
Okay. Here's your backpack.
I mean the stuff that was
The stuff. Oh, but you asked for the backpack.
All right. Let's not
Are people not precise with words in 2019?
Oh, here we go again.
The backpack is full of poop.
Who's shit in my backpack?
The Homo sapiens did.
Oh, the Homo sapiens.
Your ancestors.
Was this Unga Chuck?
Yeah, that was Unga Chuck.
All right. Look.
Okay, I can give you one of your iPads back.
Is it the one that's just got a video game on it?
Nobody needs two iPads.
All right. Give me the one that I use for work then, please.
Okay.
All right. Hold on. Let me put my password in. SEVE. Okay. This isn't the work one. That's the work one. Can I have the work one, please?
All right.
Thanks. And the RockBook Pro. It's very cute that you changed the. That's really. I don't even know where you got a Sharpie.
I copyrighted it.
You did?
RockBook Pro trademark.
Mike, just give me all my stuff back. And I'm missing. It looks like I'm missing one dongle.
I'm gonna need to keep the dongle.
Why do you need to keep the dongle?
How am I going
to
charge with the dongle? Oh, saber-tooth tiger.
Oh, God!
Where have all of the things gone that we excavated? Where's the RockBook Pro? It seems to have just disappeared in front of me.
I don't know. I'm tied up. You get me tied up. I don't know where these
You son
are.
Of a bitch.
I didn't
have
do
you it. Been hiding the things that we've taken? I can't find the dongles, the USB charger. They all evaporated, it
It's
seems.
Possible that if a time loop was created
what?
And an individual who gave these things in the past went back there and took them, that they would disappear in our present now.
All right. I'm going to untie you, but only because you have certain information that I find necessary. Okay. So what were you saying about a time scoop?
It's a time scoop. It's when someone goes back in time and plants things, any artifacts, right, or the imprint with their own being, and change the ripple of time, but to go back to that point in time where they were and then reverse the actions they took to settle the time pool.
Stop. You're hurting my brain, but the good news is... This is apparently not me being wrong. Someone's messed with the time continuum.
Wait
a minute. Did you just step on Butterfly?
Huh?
You just step on Butterfly.
No, Mike, I not step on Butterfly.
You step on Butterfly.
What? What's wrong with stepping on Butterfly?
It could change the entire timeline.
Oh, just me stepping on Butterfly. Change.
Who knows?
Change timeline for who? For us?
Mr. Man, I'm sorry. We're not going to do heat, okay? We're not going to do it.
What?
We're not going to do heat.
We have
to
go ahead.
Stupid.
I've got Pacino lined up.
Who
I've
gives
got De Niro.
A shit? Oh, those two drug addicts? No, thank you. We're not working with them, all right? We're not doing it, okay?
Look, De Niro hasn't made a movie since
bus driver. Yeah. All right?
Okay.
And I'm bringing him out of retirement.
That stupid rom-com, no one liked it, all right? It was bad. It was a bad
film. It was a great rom-com, all right?
Look, Mr. Man, I'm sorry, okay? Look, you're...
Can I get more popcorn? I love popcorn.
Look, we only give popcorn to directors, all right?
I am a director.
Working directors.
I am a working... Oh.
Hey, Gino! Gino, get over here!
Oh, jeez. Yeah, Mr. Fangangis.
Is that Michael Mann over there?
You know, I think it is.
I want you to go kick that guy in the nuts. Right here at Creation Park.
Okay, so kick him...
kick him square in the nuts.
In the cajones.
In the cajones.
All right. Just walk up and do it. I introduce myself. How does this work?
Mr. Fajangi, I just want you to know that here at Creation Park, we gave you some steady passes, so you're going to be able to ride the rides at your leisure with everyone else.
All right. What's this circle on the back mean?
Oh, that means that you're able to use any of our restroom facilities whenever they're available.
Wait, how you think this is going to change timeline? It's going to be pretty similar. A few names will change. Some social dynamics will reverse. Heat won't get made.
All right, Luke. What do you know about time travel? Who taught you what you know? We need to bring it back to the way it was. Is it a time plane? What is it?
It's more of a gate.
A gate? Uh-huh. What kind of gate?
It's fenced. It's a fenced gate.
A fenced gate? Well, do you know how we can get there?
Of course. Welcome to Larry's House of Gates. How can I help you, gentlemen?
We're looking for a time gate.
Oh, okay.
I'm famous.
Not the first time I've heard this. You're looking for the time gate?
The time gate.
That will take you back in time so you can correct mistakes that were made from someone's...
Not our mistakes, someone's mistakes, mistakes nonetheless.
Right, right. And that's the same for you, sir?
Yes, I'm with him.
You're with him.
Don't mind the bruises on his face.
What size would you like the time gate to be?
Big enough for two people to walk through simultaneously.
Your sizes?
Yes, our exact sizes.
What are you, about 6'7"?
I think about 6'7", yes. But I'm willing to dock as long as it's wide enough for two to pass through.
I'm about 42 inches.
Right. Can you duck down to like 5'8"?
Sure.
All right.
Well, 6'7" to 5'8", that's a doctor, are you sure?
I've played limbo. If you haven't ducked at 6'7" by this age of your life, then you haven't been living.
I mean, you're going to be pretty much at a 45 degree angle, but I just need to know you can actually get through a gate like
that. I need to know that this gate will take me back in time.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
Okay, it's not a problem. I can bend over. Well, I've been bending over my whole life.
Do you have anything at 6 feet or something? Or?
Nope, just the 5'8". What year would you like to go back to?
Maybe we should go somewhere else if it's going
to
be a 5'8".
Gentlemen, I'm not here to sell unless you're here to buy, so...
We're here to buy, but we're just, you know, we just figured it's custom.
I'm fine with having to bend over to get through a time
gate. Can I talk to you for a sec?
Okay, fine.
I just don't feel like that's appropriate.
Hi, welcome to Larry's
Farm. You know, I think you should get a gate that, like, fits you,
Luke,
right?
I don't know how much time we have to fix the time.
Oh, that's right.
Well, it's running out. Every second matters.
It seems like it's spinning out of control.
Oh, completely. I mean,
the one that goes to 5'8".
But we need something that you feel comfortable with, right?
All right, we'll go somewhere else.
Okay.
We're going to take our business elsewhere.
Lovely, thank you.
Do you know of another place that sells taller time gates?
A gate that allow you to go through in time, but just fully upright. Just slightly larger?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Okay. Come on, Luke, let's go.
Let's go to Home Depot. I think they have some time gates there.
I'll see you two in about 37 minutes.
Okay. How do you know this?
Never mind.
Welcome to Home Depot. I am Grok. How can I help you?
Hi, we're looking for a time gate.
A time gate. A time gate that I can walk through
fully
erect.
A time gate for
erect.
A man who's as tall as you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. I'll see what we have. I mean, time gates are typically smaller. I mean, capacity is usually around 5'8".
Right, but we're just looking for something that, you know, wouldn't, I mean, for as his height. You know?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Is there like a custom time gate we can get, possibly?
Luke, let's just go back to the other place.
Hold on a second.
It's fine.
How much would a custom
time gate? You can do custom, but going to be more expensive.
I mean, I think that's fine, honestly. It's going to be more comfortable.
I'd rather go back to the man who knew we were going to come back in 37 minutes.
$2 million? I think the university could pay for that if that's all right. Sure. Well, $2 million, that's a lot for a custom time gate.
Make it back in gambling. No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, all right. All right.
All right. That's scene two. we just ran out of time as the time gate was open. Our last scene today comes from Spud. Spud,
That's right, who wrote, "Love the show, but like so many others, I can't listen at work because hiding the laughter is too stressful." James Heaney, more like James Heaney.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
In parentheses, I kid because I love. Here's a concise topic. Florida man. Florida man wins a trip across the world from the McDonald's Monopoly competition and acts accordingly. Eagerly awaiting from Jacksonville, Florida, Spud.
Sir, sorry, I have a question over here. Over here.
Question over here, sir.
Florida man.
You with the hat?
Yes. Now that you've won your trip across the world from the McDonald's Monopoly competition, how will you act?
I'm going to finally act like people have been treating me my whole life, like shit. Starting now.
Question.
The asshole
question,
in front.
Question. Is that me?
Yes,
question.
You asshole.
Are you pointing at me or looking over me?
I'm pointing at you. The question. One with the asshole.
Question.
For
is it me
you.
Or the gentleman
yes,
next
you
to me?
Question.
Is the gentleman me? Next to him? Is it okay. Me? Question. Okay. Question. Is it for me or for him? Question. Okay. I have a question. Is
okay.
It me?
Question.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you.
Question. I have a question. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Question. Are you looking or talking to me? Question.
I'm about to end this motherfucking meeting.
I have a question. Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you.
I are to question. I have a question. Who are you questioning? Are you looking at me?
Is there is anyone
I have a question?
That can stop
I have a question.
He's out of control.
I have a question.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
What's
Florida. Your question?
Florida man statement. congratulations
okay,
on winning the trip around the world.
Thank you.
Question. How many?
Question. Question.
I need question. Someone to remove this man from the room. He is trolling me.
Question. How many trips to McDonald's did it take in order to secure all the game pieces in order to win?
I actually didn't eat there. I found them in the trash cans. I spent a great deal of time rummaging through trash cans.
Question.
You have been bothering me all day, sir. Ever since I've won, you've stalked me. You're outside of my house. You are in front of my car when I'm trying to back out. What is your problem?
Question.
Who is the question, man? Well, you've been asking yourselves that for a long, long time after seeing the footage we just showed yet again. We've got him exclusively on the show today. Please welcome the question man.
Hi, Charlie. Pleasure to be here.
Tell me, where did you get your particular style that the whole world is just buzzing about, of asking questions?
Well, Charlie, that's an interesting question.
You're mic'd, so you don't need to.
Originally,
yell.
What happened was, as a kid, I always had an inquisitive nature.
Right.
So I found it natural to ask questions.
But your questions seem to be just repeating the word question.
Thanks, Charlie. That's an interesting question. I always think about as a way to ask a question is you have to first ask a question.
So, and everyone's calling you the question guy. Do you want to tell everyone what your name is?
Yes, Charlie, that's a great question. My name is Darius Rucker. I live outside of a CVS on 3rd and Melrose.
Uh-huh.
And I just want everyone to know that there is, if I can do it, so can you.
I love CVS. They really do.
Sorry, terribly sorry. I didn't know that interview would make you so upset.
That man has been bothering me. I think he's jealous of my winnings.
Oh, well. You're that one, aren't you?
What do you mean, that one? You don't recognize my face?
What?
Listen, fucko, I'm the winner of the Monopoly World Championship, and I'm traveling the world now.
Congratulations, sir. Which hotel is it that I can drop you off at? There are four right here in this
meeting. I want
area.
The tallest hotel.
You're,
I don't
you're
know
not
which
registered
one's the tallest.
At one? You just want me to take you to the superlative
bring me,
hotels?
Bring me to the tallest hotel. Can you understand me now?
Yes, I can. Jolly
Jesus.
Good, sir.
Jesus.
Florida man's a fucking ass.
I can hear you.
You know what? I'm just going to turn the radio back on.
Don't turn the radio on. I like the silence.
Charlie, that was a great question. And if there's something that I know for a fact is that if we ask a question, we'll probably get an answer.
And I have a question for you. Are there any questions that you've asked that actually make some sort of sense that then provoke an answer?
Charlie, that's a great question. I think my original question to the Florida man who won the McDonald's Millions and traveled the world, I think that's the most riveting one. And that question is, why aren't you spending that money where it should be, back in Florida?
Okay, Charlie, this is your producer in your headset. We've done some research. Darius Rucker is the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish.
Let me ask you a question,
and
Darius.
And 3rd and Melrose do not intersect. So,
a couple of follow-up questions, if I may.
Yes, Charlie.
Darius, It's interesting to me and the folks who work at the show here that you happen to have the same name as the front man for the iconic group during a 9-minute window called Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker. And also, you said you lived at 3rd and Melrose? Those streets run perpendicular.
Well, great question.
Parallel to each other. Thank you. My producers in my ear is giving me the wrong information. They run parallel, so they would never actually
meet.
Well,
that's a great question, Charlie. I'm happy to answer that question. I am Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish, and I have a lot of
questions. Could you please turn the radio off?
Right, sir.
Thank you. I apologize for being so rude to you, but it's just that I've had a rough life.
Tell me all about it, sir.
I don't want to talk about the rough times. Well, I'm a winner now.
You opened the door. That's right.
I'm a winner now.
You might have been a loser.
Get the hell out of Tallahassee.
But I pay rent here.
You get the hell out of Tallahassee. You go to Danesville.
Get out of here, you piece of shit. But your daughter and I are in love. I feel like...
Stay away from my goddamn daughter.
I ain't in love with you, you piece of shit.
But we went to prom together. We're high school
sweet. Yeah, we went to prom together and I let you touch my feet. Now get the fuck out of here.
Daddy, he put his seed inside of her.
Well, listen, I don't know if that's true or not.
Put your seed inside my daughter?
If I did, then I would love to marry her.
I'm going to feed you to the goddamn gators.
Okay, I'm leaving, okay? I'm leaving Tallahassee.
Bye, loser.
You guys are going to regret it one day when I make it big.
How you going to do that?
Hard work. And garbage rummaging.
Right. What else?
Monopoly games.
Say again?
Monopoly games.
Good luck with that. Nobody wins that contest. You can get Park Place, but you never get Boardwalk.
Daddy knows. Also, that money's fake.
And so many people had written me off, but there I am, getting the last piece of Boardwalk and Park Place. What are the odds of both of them?
Several million to one, I suppose.
But it turns out you're more likely to be struck by lightning 100 times and win the game, right?
Is that why your hair is so white in spots?
Well, that's honestly just malnutrition. I had been eating out of the garbage for a great deal of time.
Say, that's odd.
What?
Someone in the rearview mirror keeps gunning right behind us with his hand waving in the air.
Do you think he's trying to...
Question!
Do you think he's trying to stop you?
Question!
I don't know. It sounds like he's yelling question.
What?
Question. He's yelling question.
Okay.
Boy, that's Darius Rucker. Question! Question!
Oh my God, go
question.
Faster. I know that man.
Question.
Go faster.
Question.
Okay, can you lose him?
I can try, sir, but I'm not a professional at this.
Okay, maybe if you just pull into a private parking lot where he can't come in.
I'll try my best, but most parking lots are quite wide open, sir.
Shit.
All right, I'll just sit here in this parking lot. And he has pulled up right behind us.
Fuck!
Question! Question! Question!
What do you
question!
Want?
Question!
You'll have to roll down the window.
Question!
Okay.
Question! Question! Question!
What?
Question! Are you talking
what?
To me? Or are you talking
yes,
to the driver?
To you.
Question! I have a question for you. There's a question for you.
Hold on,
are you
hold
looking
on.
At me? Or are you looking? Question! Question!
Would you like me to drive off, sir?
Maybe if you
question.
Just, I will give
question.
You. $100,000 if you
question.
Kill this man right now.
Question.
Dear God, sir!
Question!
My God, what they've said about Florida Man is right. Every article forever.
Question.
Get out of my
wait, don't make
glory.
Me.
And we have new footage here at E! Of the Florida Man who won those $1 million killing Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish. Janice, are you okay?
I can't believe I'm watching this footage. There's a man being killed on camera.
Wild. That's insane. I can't believe...
Clive, I have a question for you before
yes.
I give you this taxi driver's license.
What is it, sir?
One last question.
Yes.
If you are offered from a patron
mm-hmm.
a total sum of £100,000...
Of course.
...to, well, let's just say, do away with someone...
My goodness, sir, never.
Precisely. So your answer is never?
Never.
How about £200,000?
Everyone, do you want me to kill someone for you,
has
sir?
Has a number, Clive?
I do not have a number, sir.
£600,000.
I still would not do it.
I seem to recall you and Gloria were thinking of getting a new home.
Sir, this is quite irregular, this line of questioning. Is there anything that you'd like me to know or do, or is there something you're not telling me?
Yes.
Would you like to tell me?
Can I?
I don't think he's ready for the cabman.
I don't either.
No.
Did you hear what he said about 600,000 just accusing me of wanting to kill someone?
I did.
Is there any last question I can ask him that might allow him to join the cabman?
Possibly. Ask me, what would he do if he had all the pieces to a Monopoly board?
Lovely. Clay, welcome back for the follow-up question. And now, try to remove all thoughts about our conversation about you accepting money to do away with someone.
Of course.
This is the question that matters most. What would you do if you were to receive each and every piece from a Monopoly board?
Do you mean the McDonald's game Monopoly board?
Let's say yes.
Ah, well, I think perhaps I'd like to tour America all the way from Tallahassee to Gainesville.
What brings you here?
It turns out I won the McDonald's Monopoly game.
Holy shit, nobody ever wins those.
Yeah, well,
Daddy, I want to put my seed in him. He talks funny.
Oh, dear.
What's wrong with you? Are you dumb?
No, I'm not. Not
Why are you
dumb.
Talking like that? You dumb?
No, I can speak quite well.
So you Seminoles fan or you Gators fan?
Oh, I mean, the Seminoles...
The answer is important.
Better pick right.
The Seminoles are a tribe of Native Americans. I assume they've
They're
been
a football team, dumb boy.
Right. I would always choose man over alligators. I hear they're quite dangerous.
Seminole, good choice.
Good choice. Good choice. You smart guy.
Also, I saw signs that said "Go Seminoles" all over town, right by those big Confederate flags.
Yeah. Yep. They're pretty, ain't they?
Yes, they're quite beautiful.
What do you call your flag?
Our flag, we call it a Union Jack.
What does that mean?
Well, it's the union of all the jacks.
Do you mind if I take my shoes off so you can see my feet?
Say yes.
All right. Please, make yourself comfortable.
Count the number of toes she's got on her left foot.
Oh, my goodness. That is more than most. Mm-hmm. That is 7 on one foot.
It's 8.
8? Oh, there's a little tiny one. I didn't see it first.
Hey, Englishman, you want to go to the multiplex with us tonight?
Sure.
It's too hot as premiering.
Ooh.
It's a Michael Mann film.
You got tons of pyrotectonics.
Yeah, that's where the earthquakes and the fire, like a volcano.
Now, Gainesville is not far from Orlando, right? That Wonder Park, that's down near Orlando.
Yeah.
That is one thing I would like to see in the United States.
Yes, that's right.
You'd like to see Wonder Park?
I would like to see
Wonder. Why?
Well, I'd like to see all the rides, and there's a particular clown there that I like. There's a sorcerer I've heard can turn into a frog.
You've been waiting for this roller coaster long?
Yeah. I've been waiting for this roller coaster for a very long time. I've been standing in this line for nearly 8 hours. I came to the United States, but not for this.
Well, you know, it's worth it. I hear when you get to the front of the line, like, it's a pretty great ride.
Oh, I've only had a front of the line pass.
Look, you don't need to play this cool. I know that you recognize me.
I didn't want to say anything, but I could teleport immediately seeing you.
Sorry, excuse me. Mr. Man, popcorn? There you go.
Thank you. I love popcorn in this timeline.
And that is our show for today. Oh, baby boy, take me home and make me stink. Thanks today to all of our alchemists, starting with James Heaney. James?
Thanks for having me. Check out therealjamesheaney.com.
All right, fine. Craig Kukowski, thank you so much for being here.
Hey, my pleasure. Drunk History, 3 Emmy nominations. Yeah. Probably, I'm probably associated with the show of everybody at this table who got the most Emmy nominations. I'm just guessing.
Congratulations to you as well. Mark Agliardi?
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Blood and Treasure, Tuesdays at 10 on CBS.
So damn excited for season 2.
Thanks,
congratulations,
man.
Again on that. Joseph of Greer.
We got Bear Supply 2nd and 4th Wednesdays, 9 o'clock at West Side Comedy.
That's correct.
We also got, this is going live, shows like one Sunday a month, the first Sunday of every month at 9.
Do you mean Alchemy This?
Alchemy This, yeah.
We'll be live on stage at the West Side Comedy Theater the first Sunday of every month at 9 p.m.
What?
That's
back. Oh, yeah.
And yep. If we're talking Emmys, all right, I was on a show called Dreamcore LLC,
Adult
Swim Show. They're nominated. Vote for them, all
right? Oh.
Right on. Yep.
What were they nominated for?
Animation, I believe.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
And you did what now?
I was just, I was improvising in the dark behind everybody for the robot.
Oh, that is very, what did you get a little sampling of what the robot sounded like?
Honestly, just like this. I didn't try to do any voice.
No wonder they got nominated. thank our engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And our post sound design artist, Rafael Brito. And of course, our lovely producer and so very talented, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And lastly, of course, iHeartMedia. I encourage all of you to write a review. Please, please, please tell everyone you've ever met. And write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Until next time,
Alchemy This.